Welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. I'm Brian Rice, and I'm welcoming you here today to continue in the Silent Mind Meditation Program. This is week two. And the adaptation that you are taking part in is called Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire. This week, you will do another basic meditation in addition to the set, the yoga set for meditation. This is all in preparation for advanced stages of meditation that exist in this program. It's important to do all 12 weeks. When you get to the silent mind meditations themselves, you'll see the reason for the progression. You'll see the reason for starting off at the basics, the fundamental level. And so we're going to do again an overview of the program if you haven't listened to it in the previous weeks. And a brief primer to the type of meditation which you'll be doing today at the end of the yoga set. So this adaptation is by myself. Though the task may seem insurmountable, through the Jnana Yoga Meditation Program, Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire, you will be able to return the mind to its primal first state of original stillness for the purpose of suspending thoughts so that they no longer distort your primordial first right relationship to pure reality and that which exists beyond time and space. The goal of the Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire Program is to realize the true self, the Atman, the Christ consciousness, the Krishna consciousness, or your Buddha nature within by liberating the mind from the endless, incessant, obsessive, fixation-bound thoughts that lead one to endlessly struggle, pursue, and strive to attain in a manner like a dog chasing its tail, only to tire and fall into the ignorance of sleep, never satisfied. This system you will engage with is inspired by the Silent Mind Meditation Program, originally designed by Anmol Mehta from anmolmehta.com, in which one directly interacts and suspends thought, creating pure silence for the practitioner of Jnana Yoga Meditation. We want to experience the primal first truth of what really is, the I Am conscious presence of radical beingness. In the Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire Jnana Yoga program, the practitioner's aim is to use the innate powers of the mind to regulate itself at a deep core level while cultivating acute perception into the mechanics of thought and seeing the machine of mind at work from that primal, primordial first state of being. This program incorporates the use of yoga, yoga philosophy, lectures about the mechanics of thought and desire as dominant forces in our lives, pranayama, or breath control, and bandhas, or body locks, to channel life force and shakti energy, to construct sacred space that supports mind-silencing meditations on which this program is built upon. As I said earlier, the program spans 12 weeks, and early in the program, as we are now early in the program, you will learn basic meditations and selected yoga sets to allow the practitioner, which is yourself, to self-initiate yourself and prepare you for more mind-silencing, more vital mind-silencing insight meditations that are built into the course as it progresses. Therefore, this approach to deep inner communion with the infinite or yogic mind, the neutral or superconscious awareness, the neutral mind, is fitting for the novice as well as the advanced practitioner. The Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire Jnana Yoga program is an efficient tactic for transcendence of the ordinary, but very reactive, restless, struggling, obsessive, habit-bound sense mind, known as manas. By employing the higher faculty known as buddhi, the discriminating intellect through a 7-step process involving recognition, releasement, and realization via direct perception in the yogic limbs of dharana, concentration, dhyana, meditation, cultivating the space for samadhi, absorption into the oneness with the infinite, to naturally unfold when the time is right. This Jnana Yoga program, in its essence, is gaining comprehension of the mind while it is in action on a moment-to-moment basis through the use of direct perception. The goal through the 7-step technique, along with the application of certain specific mind-silencing meditations, as you will learn through the phases of the program, is to catch a glimpse of a fact in action that is directly related to the reality and mechanics of desire as they relate to states of pursuit that drive a person to ultimately struggle. The expectation is that you are going to bring about witnessing and observing consciousness, comprehending the fact of desire working in you directly. It is a technique for gaining explosive insight about the workings of the mind. You will soon learn about the 7-step technique and all the advanced mind-silencing meditations. The ultimate goal of this program is not only to transcend the reactive, habitual, enslaved mind, but to unite or yoke oneself with absolute reality through Jnana Yoga, the yoga of discernment and wisdom, which utilizes the discriminating buddhi aspect of mind. Discover your true human and inborn divine nature through this challenge. Remember, aim high. Attitude and altitude are crucial in the unveiling process you will undergo through passionate, honest, courageous application of intelligence or buddhi. You will experience transformation and reach a breakthrough and explosive insight. So again, if you haven't participated in previous weeks, you're about to embark on the Silencing 1,000 Barking Dogs of Desire Jnana Yoga program, which is an adaptation of the Silencing the Silent Mind Meditation program. So welcome. The overall optimal goal of this form of silent mind meditation is to still the mind of thought currents, thought waves, vrittis, mind fluctuations, and suspend all thought activity to cultivate a state of no mind, consciousness not identified with thought. To anyone new to meditation, the reasons for embarking on this path are many. The central, primary one is to come face to face with pure reality. 4. What it is, without distortion or alteration from the current, the currents, the waves, and projection of thoughts. If the mind-body system naturally produced spur-of-the-moment joy, intense compassion, and insightful wisdom, there would be no need for a program such as this. But the stark reality is that this is not a perfect maxim. Most of us would admit that we find ourselves in some manner of restlessness or displeasure. This state comes about as a result of a continuous struggle to attain, to achieve, where such attainments or achievements produce only temporary, fleeting happiness that does not last. Furthermore, the relentless struggle both creates and emphasizes an egocentric reality, which absorbs our awareness, creates the illusion, delusion, of a separative existence, and keeps us blind to the true nature of things, which is what we are, that we are, an indivisible part of a oneness that is blissful and eternal. Seeing this truth brings with it the realization that we are already fulfilled and complete and ends the cycle of struggle and misery. Mind-silencing meditation is designed to make this happen, to free awareness from the abstract reality of endless, egocentric thoughts and merge it with the infinite reality of the whole. Unfortunately, no matter what you have been told or read, this is not a trivial task. The mind is subtle and thoughts are elusive and swift. Adding to the difficulty is that the habit of thinking and struggling runs deep and strong and will not be easily extinguished. Fortunately, as humans, we have the potential to master the necessary art and summon the needed energy to enable us to still the mind and break free of this wearisome and unfruitful pattern. Mind-silencing meditation will guide you in doing this. The program will work to increase your energy and help you to develop the art of acute observation, which results in freeing awareness from the entrapments of the ordinary, self-indulgent mind. The 12-week program will work on your many dimensions and attributes to make this possible. Silent mind meditation builds to progressively more advanced stages and challenges, which in turn require a strong foundation to work off of. Thus, it is recommended that you participate in the entire program sequentially and systematically as designed. Even if you are an advanced practitioner, it is still advised to you that you go through the early stages, as many of the concepts and practices may be new to you, and not having mastered them could hinder your progress later. Now for a little more review. There are two main branches to the Silent Mind Meditation Program upon which this adaptation is based. One branch is focused on developing the necessary attributes and conditions of optimal vitality required to participate in the Silent Mind Meditations. This branch will work on the three dimensions of your being: physical, emotional, and psychological, purifying and balancing your systems and increasing your energy. The second is the meditations themselves. These are the core of the practice, and herein will guide the opportunities for transcending the ordinary mind. Both branches work in parallel and look to build progressively to more advanced stages. Last week in week one, we went over the emotional component of confidence and the psychological component of honesty, so we won't go over them again today. Refer back to week one for more information and for a better understanding. Today's meditation will be sound meditation. You are about to begin your yoga set to prepare you for the meditation for today. To refer back to the breath primers from week one, the breaths that we will be using in the yoga set are long deep breathing, breath of fire, and silk thread breath. Take a moment to sit still with your legs crossed in Sukhasana, easy pose. This 3-point base spine straight, natural curve of the spine. At the base of the spine, tuck your chin like a soldier at attention to align the vertebrae of the neck. Be still and let go of the day. Let go of everything and be present to presence.
And you are participating in the Silencing a Thousand Barking Dogs meditation program based on the Silent Mind meditation program. Now, the Yoga for Meditation set is what we're going to be dealing with right now. This is found in Appendix 1 if you found the program online and are looking to do it on your own throughout the week. If you're finding that you want to draw on written material as well as this audio material, you certainly may. We're going to start with long, deep breathing. So sit in Sukhasana, as we talked about earlier. Cross-legged position, or the Burmese sitting style. Choose the leg position of your choice. Grasp your knees with your hands and breathe by taking full deep breaths through the nose. The key to doing long deep breathing is to fill the lungs entirely on the inhalation. and then empty them completely on the exhalation. The diaphragm is kept relaxed and the stomach expands out on the inhalation and back in on the exhalation. Continue like so. The benefits of long deep breathing is excellent for expanding one's lung capacity and bringing in maximum amount of oxygen in every breath. It promotes healing and helps build the nervous system. Now, if you feel dizzy, return to normal breathing. But in general, long, deep breathing should not pose much difficulty for you. If 5 continuous minutes is too much, intersperse with normal breathing as required for yourself and your own comfort. So continue for another few minutes. In through the nose and out through the nose. Again, you can intersperse with normal breathing if you need to. Continue onward. Long, deep breathing also helps us release holding patterns in our musculature, in our bodies. It's according to Ravi Singh and Anna Brett, it's called organic psychotherapy. They call it organic psychotherapy. Normally, for your daily practice, you would go on for 2 more minutes. Well, we're going to stop there. Now I want you to relax in Shavasana, in corpse pose, on your back. So lie flat on your back and have your hands out to your sides with the palms facing slightly upward. The legs are shoulder width apart and everything should be relaxed. Breathe normal for 1 minute. Shavasana is the best posture for relaxing and relaxing completely, as it provides maximum support to the entire spine and back. Relaxation between exercises gives the body a chance to consolidate the gains that the exercise produces and rejuvenates the areas of the body that are the focus of the exercise. The only note is don't fall asleep, especially if you're not used to waking up early and are trying the Silent Mind Meditation program in the morning. Doing good. Just breathe normal for another 30 seconds. Good. Now bring your knees into your chest. Grab hold of either below your knees or above your knees and rock and roll on your spine, forward and back, until you come up into Sukhasana or easy pose, the cross-legged position. The third component of our yoga for meditation is to do breath of fire, as we described earlier. Now, the program calls for 5 minutes of breath of fire. I'm looking for 3. Again, breath of fire is breathing rapidly through the nose with equal emphasis on the inhalation and exhalation, like a very fast sniffing. Keep the abdomen relaxed and allow it to pulse automatically with the breath. Remember that the breath is not taken in very deep, and the pace is fast, about 3 cycles per second. Breath of fire sounds like this. You already have not joined me, continue to do so. Breath of fire is the breath to do when you want to increase your energy and quickly oxygenate your blood. It generates heat in the body, it helps detoxify your system, and brings your entire system under one rhythm. Note, if you feel dizzy, slow down the force and or speed at which you are doing the breathing. Or you can substitute long, deep breathing for breath of fire until you feel ready to switch to breath of fire again. Continue while I speak. We do this to energize. We do this to revitalize. And we do this to detoxify, as I've said. The synchronization that takes place, bringing your entire system under one rhythm, is an important aspect of this breath. Again, if you're feeling dizzy, just slow down the force and or speed at which you're doing the breathing. Or you can substitute long, deep breathing for breath of fire until you feel ready to switch to breath of fire again. Almost there. I just want to add that for if any reason we get cut off in this program, in this broadcast, then tune in, check the archives throughout the week here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network or turningpointsandtransformations.org to get the complete program. Take a deep breath in. Hold the breath in. And now exhale. Now relax in Shavasana in corpse pose again for 1 minute. With your hands out to your sides, fingertips facing upwards, your feet about hip width apart. And just normal, with normal breathing, just lie there and relax and feel the weight of your body go into the floor. Now, the next few things that we're going to be doing are excellent for hip opening, excellent stretches for the thighs and groin, and they help us push past the point of pain or discomfort when sitting for meditation. The reason the Silent Mind Meditation Program in its original format has yoga in it is not only for energy, but for awareness and for acute perception. And it prepares us to sit for meditation. Yoga is a wonderful means by which to do this. And we're doing gentle yoga for this entire program. Gentle yoga sets that precede the sitting portions of the program. Okay, grab your knees, rock and roll forward and backward, once again on your spine, massaging the spine, and come up. Actually, no, stay down. I lie. We're going to sit up. Sit with your back straight and the soles of your feet together. Interlace your fingers around your feet and use your elbows as levers to push down your inner thighs or calves so your knees approach the floor. We're going to do breath of fire with this stretch for 2 minutes. And continue, as I say, the benefits of this posture stretches the inner thighs and groin. It transmutes sexual energy to higher frequencies to be used for other bodily functions. This is a fundamental stretch for any meditator and helps one sit cross-legged with greater ease. Note, don't press down to the point of pain. I said push past the point of pain before, I misspoke. We want to push past discomfort, but we don't want to be in pain. We just want to have a good stretch. Continue breath of fire for another minute. And take a deep breath in. Hold the breath. Now exhale. Next, we're going to move on to a hamstring stretch. Sit up with your legs extended away from you. Lean forward from the waist Now don't arch your back down. Keep your knees straight. Try to hold as far down on your legs as possible. If you can hold your toes and pull them back towards you, perfect. If you can't hold your toes, arch your feet back towards you to impart a stretch on the calves. The breath to be using is breath of fire, and we're going to do this for 2 minutes. Continue. Now this posture stretches the longest nerve in the body, the sciatic nerve, also called the glyph nerve in Kundalini yoga, which is important for longevity and overall health. It also stretches the entire back of the body and is a fundamental stretch that should be practiced daily. Important note, don't bounce when you're doing this stretch. As you feel your muscles start to relax, accent the stretch further, gently. And take a deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. The next stretch, we're going to bring the knee to the chest. So lie on your back and bring your right knee to your chest. Wrap your arms around your knee and pull down towards your chest to accent the stretch. Repeat with the left knee when you're done. Let's do the right knee first, just with long, deep breathing for 1 minute. Continue breathing. The benefits of this stretch is this helps loosen the hips and stretches the groin. And this is a simple stretch, but it works on the all-important hip area, which is often stiff and the culprit in many injuries. So breathing long and deep in through the nose and out through the nose. Holding that right knee into your chest. Left leg extended out on the floor. And let's switch legs. Pull your left knee into your chest. Wrap your arms around your knee and pull down towards your chest to accent the stretch. Long, deep breathing for 1 minute. The long, deep breathing, as I've been doing and showing you, is audible. Again, we do this to want to work on the hip area, which is often stiff. We do this to prepare ourselves to sit in meditation. Now we're going to go into frog stretch. Continue to lie on your back and bring both legs up into the air with the soles of the feet pointing up towards the sky. And I want you to reach up with your arms and hold on to your feet and pull your knees down towards your armpits. The legs should be spread wide, creating a stretch in the groin area. You should be holding your feet from the inside, such that the back of your hands are facing each other and your fingers are curled around the arches of your feet. Do this with long, deep breathing for 2 minutes. The benefits of this is that it stretches the buttocks, the groin, and the hips. Note, this is supposed to be a very comfortable stretch. Just be sure that you're holding onto your feet the right way, from the inside out. Good. Now we're going to come into bridge pose. This pose is also called modified wheel pose or tabletop pose. Bring yourself up on the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. You should be facing the sky. Press upward with your hips such that your torso is parallel to the ground. Your fingers are pointing backwards, away from your feet. And start breath of fire. The benefits of this is that it strengthens the lower back, arms and shoulders, and the nervous system. Now, as a note, as you're doing this, if you can't do it for 2 minutes for a stretch of time, take a break, then come into the posture again. If you find this posture too difficult, do this following modification. Interlace your fingers and bring your arms and hands under yourself. Now push up with your hips and raise them up, while at the same time push down into the floor with your arms. Your feet are flat on the floor as before, grounding you down. Your chin should be tucked in towards your chest. The neck should be elongated, and the shoulders should be taking weight. Almost there. And relax in Shavasana. Lay on your back in corpse pose, as we did in number 2. With your hands out to the sides, fingertips curled upwards, legs about hip width apart. Corpse pose helps you consolidate changes in your body from the different breathing that we've done. Now we're going to go into cobra pose. Roll onto your stomach. Let your feet rest flat on the floor. Place your hand under your both hands under your shoulders and lift your chest and head up, arching your back as you rise. Your hips should stay on the ground. Look up. Keep your buttocks relaxed. Do long, deep breathing for 1 minute. The benefit of Cobra is that it adds flexibility and strength to your lower back and improves your digestive system. Only go up as far as is comfortable and take a break if 2 minutes is too much or 1 minute is too much. It shouldn't be, though. We're almost there. And good. Now sit up with your legs extended in front of you. We're going to do knee bounce. Bend your left leg and place your left ankle high up on your right thigh. Hold on to your left knee with both hands and bounce the knee gently up and down. We're going to do breath of fire for 1 minute. And then we're going to repeat with the right leg. Breath of fire. Begin. This exercise targets exactly what a meditator is looking for, flexibility in the hips so that one can sit in Sukhasana at ease. Just let gravity do the work. On the way down, don't push aggressively. And don't force the knee towards the floor. About 10 seconds left. And let's switch legs. Place your right ankle high up on your left thigh. Hold your knee with both hands and bounce the knee gently up and down. We're now doing our right knee. If I said left ankle, I meant right ankle. I'm sorry. And continue with breath of fire for 1 minute. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. We're now going to do cradle rock. Staying in the same position, cradle your left leg, to cradle the left leg onto the left leg with your left arm from underneath. Use your left elbow, and it'll be on the inside of the knee joint, and you'll be holding your left foot from underneath. And with your right hand, hold the left foot. Then rock your leg back and forth, bringing the ankle towards your chin. Repeat with the other leg, but let's do 1 minute per side. Breath of fire for 1 minute. As you're doing this, just listen to the benefits. This exercise perfectly complements the previous one, and together they're a meditator's best friend. Just be careful of your knees. Do not strain and only bring your leg up as high as is comfortable. We're more than halfway to the end of this yoga set. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Switch legs. Breath of fire, 1 minute. Deep breath in and exhale. Good. Doing great. Moving on. Now moving on to split stretch. Now extend both legs out wide in front of you and lean forward from the waist and grasp as low on the legs as you can. So the legs are out to the sides. If you can grasp the toes and pull them back towards you, great. If you're not holding your toes, arch them back toward you to force a stretch in the calves. Just do long, deep breathing for 1 minute. Now, this posture is often used as an indicator for determining a person's flexibility. It stretches all the lower muscles of the legs as well as the groin area. Again, you just want to be careful of your knees and groin. Don't overdo it. And good. Now, we're going to do spinal twist. Sit up in Sukhasana, easy pose. Hold your shoulders with your hands, bringing your elbows out to the sides and up to shoulder height, so the arms are parallel to the ground. You're going to twist to the left and twist to the right. The thumbs are facing backward, and the four fingers are down in front of the armpit. You're going to twist at the waist, and your head goes with the direction of the twist. Twist at a moderate pace. Inhale when you turn left, and exhale when you turn right. Do this for 2 minutes. Thank you. can continue. You want to breathe forcefully to get your energy going. This exercise is great for loosening up your entire back and helps your digestive system. Doing great. And take a deep breath in, come to center, pull your shoulder blades back towards the center of your back, and exhale. And relax in Shavasana on your back in corpse pose. You're now ready for your meditation session. As you relax now, with every inhalation, feel yourself being filled with health and awareness, and with exhalation, feel disease and ignorance leaving your body. Breathe with silk thread breath, as described earlier. This relaxes your mind and body and gets you ready for meditation. Just relax. And listen.
You are ready to do your sound meditation, the second in 4 consecutive weeks of basic meditations in phase 1. You do this. You do these basic meditations. 1, for mastery over your body and the ability to sit still. 2, for power to focus your mind and keep it exactly where you would like it to be, building your concentration. 3, slowing down the thought process, quieting the mind, and helping turn your awareness inward. And 4, cleansing the subconscious of unhealthy, suppressed emotional debris. And 5, refining your awareness. In either of the 3 positions, Sukhasana, easy pose, using a chair, or laying on your back in corpse pose, as clearly described for you in week 1, choose the method of choice, and when you are ready, we will begin. The sound meditation. This meditation takes advantage of ambient sounds in the environment and is an effective way of turning awareness inward. Sit or lie in the posture you have chosen and be completely still. Close your eyes and start to become aware of ambient sounds as far away from you as possible. Spend a few minutes attending to these sounds and then move. move your attention to sounds closer and closer to you. As with the earlier meditation, try to refrain from getting mentally involved with the sound and instead just try to attend to its physical nature. Listen carefully to its pitch, its tone, its amplitude, its duration, etc. If the sound is constant, just listen to it carefully. If it is transient, hear it rise, then dissolve. Continue to slowly move your attention to sounds closer and closer to you. And finally, bring your attention all the way to the sound of your breath or to some other sound very close to you. Spread this out over a 20-minute period.